Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with three guests, Katie Miller, Dean Sell, and Maria Jose Tennyson. Katie, and we're going to talk about Sight and Sound. So Katie Miller is the Corporate Communications Manager for Sight and Sound. Dean Sell is the Brand Director, and Maria Jose Tennyson is the Vice President of Brand and Production. So does that mean you're the boss of both of them?
That is absolutely right.
This is not true. We are all on the same team. We are amazing together.
Okay, so let's start with Katie. Tell us a little bit about your role and also your history with Sight and Sound.
Yeah, sure. So I am our corporate communications manager, and I work a lot with our PR partners and social media and internal communications for our employees. And I also am third generation of the founding family. Glenn and Shirley Eshelman are my grandparents. And it's been an awesome experience to be able to work alongside family. My children are in the show right now, which is Jonah, ready to start in about a week and a half. And they have the opportunity to be a part of the cast. And it's just been an awesome experience for my life to be able to work with my favorite people in the world.
Are there any other family members other than your children?
Yes, absolutely. I have uncles and aunts, my mother, all of my siblings are there, and a lot of my in-laws as well. So it's been a great experience for us to be able to all be together.
You know, some people might call that nepotistic, but if you look through the Bible, it was families. You know, the Levites were the families of priests that carried that ministry on. So I think it's totally Lord ordained.
Sure, yeah.
My opinion there.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, you are brand director. Explain what a brand director. I actually have never met a brand director before. I met a band director, but brand director.
Slightly different.
Yeah, well, actually, you're on the right track, mm-hmm. actually. It's very similar, yeah. I would say. You know, we like to think of ourselves as being a part of a big band. And, you know, part of the brand director's role is the same that a band director would be, which is helping to provide direction for that team in the way that we're playing each of our instruments. Hopefully collectively playing one sound together that's made up of many, many different pieces. So I serve alongside these amazing women and others on the brand team, and our job is to help make sure that we are taking the Sight and Sound message to the world in a way that is consistent with who we are and our character, and finding the audience that is right for what we have to bring to the world, which is Bible stories live on stage.
Okay, so I'm just a Joe Blow out there, and I would say, what is their brand? Well, Sight and Sound, is those words come to mind, and a theatrical message from the Bible. Am I on the right track for what you're trying to brand?
Yeah, it might sound a little odd, but we think of ourselves as a brand of Bible stories. So there's lots of ways that people can engage with Bible stories, from going to church, Bible studies. Our unique way is Bible stories live on stage in a huge 2,000-seat venue with a panoramic 300-foot stage that wraps around the audience on three sides. And all of those big, spectacular elements are really just serving the story, and it's really all working to help the people sitting in those seats feel like they are in the center of the pages of Scripture with the stories coming to life all around them. So while we love big, spectacular things, our heart really is to make sure that the message is really super clear, that every story in the Bible points back to Jesus. And so that's our mission, is to present the gospel of Jesus by dramatizing the Scriptures.
And I know we're going to talk about Jonah today, but so I'm going to say something that I experienced when I saw Samson. Samson, you know, had a rather sordid background and experience and, you know, came out victorious. When the walls crashed down, I really thought that that it was going to fall on my head. I mean, I was really down there in the front. But I did. I gained such a spiritual blessing. I love the idea that at the end of the show, there's people down there to pray with you. And we did take advantage of that. We went and they prayed for us. How wonderful is that? So your branding is pretty good. Now we often think of a brand as, you know, something that you burn into cow's flesh.
Sure.
So what does your actual logo look like?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you ask, because we are actually in the process right now of rebranding. And what that means is just launching an updated version of what that is. And, you know, it's been an awesome journey because there's so much significance built into that. So in the logo, you'll see the building, what the theater looks like, which is so unique to us. And it's also just honoring of our founder. The building was designed by Glenn. It's got three stars in it, which are signifying of the Trinity, but also they represent God's creation, His creativity, which is what we look to be inspired for our own creativity. So certainly the name Sight and Sound is drawn from Scripture and the way that Jesus communicated truth by telling stories. There's a lot of meaning and significance that's baked into it, but not everybody needs to understand all of that. Really, you know, it's Bible stories live on stage, and they're designed to be relevant and attractive for the whole family.
So, Maria, yes. Are you related to anybody in the organization?
Not biologically, no. Spiritually, absolutely.
Great answer. So how did, you know, I often think I'm talking to students and parents, and someone goes, I want to be a vice president of brand and production for Sight and Sound. How did you get the credentials to be able to have that title?
Yeah, well, I will say, let me start by saying that if I bring anything to the table, it's, you know, people get distracted by titles and, you know, vice presidency and all that. But for our organization, what it really means is that we get to steward the teams and really create safe places for everyone else who is so gifted, all these people that I get to work with every day who are bringing these amazing gifts to the table, and creating an opportunity for them to showcase that. So for us, it's really anyone who's on leadership at Sight and Sound, it's really about that. It's about stewarding our team, stewarding the gifts of our team members, and creating an environment where the most amazing idea is going to get to come to the surface.
So who does come up with the ideas for the stories? Is that another branch?
Well, no, the stories are in the Bible. So we always say we don't take credit for the stories.
Well, but you have to decide which ones to do.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And so there's a lot of prayer that goes into that. A lot of just, you know, looking at past stories, relevant topics in society before we make a decision. But I think the first and foremost, it's just a process that's really bathed in prayer. And so once we make the decision upon the next, whatever that show is, the title, then the process begins of really delving into scripture and really looking at the historical accuracy of the time and cultural implications and all of that. That actually plays into the actual development of the script.
Okay, so we're talking to Katie and Dean and Maria from Sight and Sound. And you can go to their website, sight-sound.com. And now I want to talk a little bit about Jonah. I think we're going to talk a lot about Jonah, actually. Jonah on stage. First of all, you just explained how you picked the story. Is there ever any debate? I mean, was there anyone who said, I don't know about Jonah. How are we going to do all that water? And, you know, was there any debate? Who wants to answer that?
I will. I'll start. I think that the prospect of doing Jonah was incredibly exciting for the team, because there are a couple of elements that were intriguing. First of all, the absolute character of Jonah, in that he was not this typical, you know, person where you kind of look up to all of his decisions. You know, Jonah is really relatable in the fact that, you know, he had received his calling and he ran away from it. And So in that, from a character development standpoint, we were so intrigued by creating a type of character that people can look at and go, I've done that. I have my own personal Nineveh where it's, you know, I've gone in the other direction. And so to see the, through his flawless, or his flawed character, to see the Lord do, perform his will in Jonah's life and in everyone around him, that was intriguing from a storytelling perspective. But then, of course, you have all the other spectacular elements of the production, especially the underwater scene where Jonah gets thrown into the water and the whale literally shows up. So we were completely excited about how do we put the audience in this moment where they're going to be part of that experience and they're going to see, because everyone's coming, you know, they're going to want to see the whale. And from the moment we announced Jonah, we got a lot of inquiries about how are you going to do the whale? So for the design and construction teams, that was an incredible opportunity to bring the experience to life in a way where the audience gets immersed, literally immersed in this case, like actually in have an underwater moment. And that scene is just so fun because it's whimsical and it's colorful and it's just very, you know, comes from, you know, kind of from a fantasy standpoint. The audience is sitting there, you see all the fish peek out and there's coral and bubbles. And then, of course, the whale makes an entrance. So it's a family favorite for sure.
Yes. So, Dean, when do you start branding or promoting that? Or is that a separate thing that you...
Yeah, typically what we do is we announce the next show that's coming 1 year before it hits the stage.
Okay.
So we are excited to announce what's coming to the Branson stage next year, 2018, this Friday. And then next Friday, we will be announcing what's coming to the Lancaster stage in 2018. So 1 year out, we announce what show is coming next. And then we have a whole year of really promoting, advertising, doing interviews with great people like yourself, like this, to get the word out before the show opens the next year.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break right here. And when we come back, we're going to unpack a little bit more about Sight and Sound. I'm talking with three leaders from Sight and Sound, Katie Miller, Dean Sell, Maria Jose Tennyson. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin. And I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support. So take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm talking to some very special people from Sight and Sound, and if you have never gone, you need to go. I have gone a couple of times, and I look at it as a highlight. A highlight in my life that I'll never forget. There's something about seeing the stories come to life and seeing the characters and just imagining. You know, even the story of Samson, you wondered how there would be so many exhibits of God's love, but there was throughout the whole play. Now, I wonder, Katie, if you can explain a little bit of how they cast the the shows?
Sure, absolutely. We hold auditions at our theaters, as well as we have a casting director that goes to theater conferences throughout the nation, and we hold auditions in New York City. And then our actors and actresses are contracted for each show run. So contracts for the upcoming year go out in the fall. And we have a lot of cast members that have actually been with us for a significant amount of time. Many of them have worked for us for, you know, 10 years, 15 years. We actually have a number of actors that will be in Jonah this year and in Moses that have been with us for more than 20 years.
Wow.
So there's a core group that have stayed with us throughout the years, but we, you know, cast differently depending on the show and the needs of what we're looking for to cast the characters of each individual show.
You know, I know my listeners are going, what about the animals?
Yes.
You know, what about the animals? Who wants to talk about the animals?
We love our animals. They really are an extension of our family. You know, we love them for a lot of reasons. And I think that, again, they're an example of God's creativity and his creation. And so they love performing. They love to be a part of these productions. And so we have a beautiful area. We're right in the middle of Amish farmlands in Lancaster and the Ozark Mountains in Branson. And so beautiful training grounds for them. And when we give tours to special people, not anybody gets the special tours, but special people like yourself, we get to go and look at the where they live. I always get excited by it because there's not too many places where you can see camels and donkeys and alpacas and pigs and ducks and sheep and goats living all together. And I think the thing that I get most impressed by is the way that the animals perform on their own as they come running down the aisle.
Yes.
Right beside you. You're
yes.
sitting in the theater. And there's no harnesses, there's no people with them, but they are what's called target trained. And so they know how to get from point A to point B, and people just love watching them.
That it is beautiful. Now, who wants to talk about the artists that make the beautiful sets and the mechanics of it?
Yeah, well, I can take that one. One of, I think, the most exciting things about Sight and Sound is the dynamic in nature of our team. And we have, it doesn't get old to walk into this building to see people working on the shows. Everything from artists, draftsmen, and engineers, welders, carpenters, and even animal trainers, which we were just talking about. But they have all, they come to Sight and Sound, they want to use their giftings for this thing that's bigger than all of us individually. And so that process is actually, it's a 3-year period from the time that we decide which show we're going to make to the time that it goes on the stage. And it starts with the development of the script, which we had already mentioned. But then after the script is solidified, when it starts getting to a place of where we know the direction and we know what the heart, we have a heart summary, which actually identifies what the core principles of the show are going to be, then we engage the design team. And that's when the artists get involved. And that's when the magic actually starts to happen around how are we going to have the Red Sea part and how are we going to collapse mm-hmm. the temple in Samson. And so there's a lot of not just artistry in the beauty and the aesthetic of, but also a lot of technical components
yes.
that are cutting edge, using something like our GPS technology, which we actually use for moving sets around, which was designed by the military. We're the first theatrical application of that. So in some aspects, you know, we're always pushing
yes.
our own envelope, not just in, again, the artistry and the beauty of the sets and the costumes, but also in the technical competency.
Now, I noticed that you're using more technology as mm-hmm. far as the backdrops. Is it one big, huge screen back there? Can you tell us?
We've used a lot of rear projection.
Okay.
A lot of projection, which is probably what
yes.
you've seen. So it's just, it goes, it makes the depth of the productions a lot broader.
Mm-hmm.
So that the sets in the forefront play a part, but also then the depth that the projection
yes.
Has. But also we're moving a little bit away from that with some of our newer productions, and we're actually looking at LED screen technology.
Okay.
So we're in the process right now of bringing that component to the stage and seeing how that will work in the future.
Well, let's talk about Jonah. Now, that's another a website. It's JonahOnStageMovie.com. So now you're going another step. You're actually preparing a production for as a movie?
Yeah, so it's amazing the way that God works. We've been filming our shows for the last 10 years, and really the idea was to produce them on DVD and have them as something that our guests could take home with them and share the experience, you know, or relive the experience. And so we were invited to engage with another partner organization last year to take one of our shows into 600 movie theaters nationwide this year. So on Tuesday, May 2nd, we will be taking Jonah, which was filmed before a live audience at the theater in Lancaster, and broadcasting that into, currently right now we're locked in at 604 theaters. Jonah, yeah, we're really, really excited about it. JonahOnStageMovie.com is the website specifically for that film event. And there's a great little feature right on the homepage. You can type in your zip code and it'll show you the closest movie theater to you where you can go see it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we're coming to the end of the show. So maybe we started with you and maybe we'll end with you, Katie. For the future, do you see yourself making this your lifelong ministry? And where do you see Sight and Sound, you know, 5 years from now?
It has been an honor for Sight and Sound to be a part of my life up until this point. And as long as I feel that it's where the Lord has called me, I plan to stay here. I love the people that we get to do this with. The teams that we have are amazing. And honestly, half of the reason that I love what we get to do is who we get to do it with and how we get to do it, and all working together for a common mission. And to see these Bible stories presented in a way that's impactful to people is something that I'm so grateful for.
Yes.
And,
you know, look at how our brains have changed. We're just not geared now just to read. We need to see the stories. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The opportunity to see them come to life in a totally different way. And even the decision to take them into movie theaters, like right now, we're just so grateful for the opportunity that people will have all throughout the nation that can't come to either location in Lancaster or in Branson, but to be able to experience these Bible stories in their own backyards with their families and church groups and things like that is something that we're really honored to be able to have the opportunity to do.
Yes. And if you could send a little study guide, or maybe not a study guide, but a little note saying it's very effective to have people willing to pray with people at the end, or, you know, a call to rededicate or give your life to the Lord. Because, you know, watching Jonah, thank you for sending that to me. That was the only thing really that was missing from actually being there and experiencing it. And I think that congregations could use it as an opportunity really to minister. I just love it, and I thank you so much for spending this time with us. And have I missed anything? I mean, if you want to add anything, we can try to squeeze it in these last few minutes.
No, I just think Jonah Live on Stage in Lancaster opens March 11th. Moses Live on Stage in Branson, Missouri opens March 3rd. And Jonah in a movie theater near you, May 2nd, Tuesday, May 2nd.
You are very busy, aren't you? Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.